Okay. Today is Thursday, April 13th, 2023. It is 4:07, and I would like to call the Environmental Services Advisory Committee meeting to order. So let's go to item one. Let's start out with roll call. Fred Ariza. Oh, you know, he called me and I told him that you had emailed him, Brittany, with the correct sign in. So hopefully he'll, okay. If he calls me again, then we can get him straightened out. But I know he's going to show up.
Ryan, I had my eye out for admitting him.
Okay. Ryan Thomas?
Here.
Chris Yarder, present. Margo Garcia?
Here.
Mike Harrier?
Here.
Trevor Ledbetter?
Here.
Susanna Shippers?
Here.
And I'm assuming the E is Elvira?
I'm present. Hi, everybody.
Hi. So... All right, so we've got everybody. So hopefully Fred will get on. Do you have his phone number?
He's logging on right now.
Okay, good. Hi, Pat.
excuse me if you all, I had hand surgery, which is why the purple finger, so.
Oh, nice. We won't take it personally.
Good. Please do. Please give me some.
Well, hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, did you all get a chance to look at March minutes? And did you have any corrections or additions to the minutes?
I wanted to commend them for taking on some of the controversial subjects and putting them in. I was glad to see that. So I think they're good and the votes are all there. So I move the minutes be accepted as sent forward.
Okay, so we'll accept the minutes as written. Let's move on to item three, the chairperson's report. I think I got 9 pages because last year was a super busy year for ESAC, in case you didn't realize that with all of our meetings. Did you have a chance to read it? And any glitches, spelling errors?
I noticed something on the bottom of page. You're talking about the annual report?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah. There's like on the bottom of page 3, there's a comma instead of a period. I can't remember exactly where it is.
Okay, so it's like the last sentence.
Just before the last sentence, I think like a paragraph before that.
Okay. Now you would notice the comma.
Yeah.
It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line up from the bottom after the word MRF.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. Anything else?
I noticed something else too. I have in my notes, but I don't, something on page 4.
Okay.
In the middle of the page, I think it's in reference to brush and bulky. There's a plus sign there.
Oh, it's brush and bulky plus.
Okay.
I should. I guess I could have spelled it out
instead of the symbol.
Yeah, I think we always do it as with the plus, right, Pat? Okay. But anyways, okay.
We do, but it'll probably be a good idea if you want to spell that out.
Spell it out. I will. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I had thought about it too. Maybe next time you might want to have within each section, like subheadings, because I think some people, you know, you're going from one subject to the next, and it might just be easier to read it if you say, like, for instance, you talk about brush and bulky, and then the new computer system and things like that. So as you know which what you're seeing, it's as a separate project that we're working on, that the city's working on, just as a visual thing. I think it might be easy to read.
Okay.
Like bolder type. That's about it. You know.
All right. Okay. And this goes to mayor and council. So I always ask a few of the council members if they actually read it. And
they usually don't.
Steve K does. So anyhow.
The only other thing that I saw was the numbering. It says one of blank.
Oh yes, there was one. There was
oh, one. So that must have been the because I didn't put the numbering.
Oh, okay. That,
so that's just part of, so I'll look at that. And I can just change it and just make it real simple and number it regular like.
We got the cases in.
Okay, so Brittany, should we have a motion to accept it with corrections on this date?
Yeah, I think that would be good, and we can send that to the clerk's office.
Clerk's office, okay. Would anyone like to make a motion?
I will make a motion that we submit the annual report with the corrections noted.
Second it.
Okay. It passes and we'll send it on.
We need to take a vote, Chris.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's just all those page numbers and everything. Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And Susanna, did you put that on the chat?
Oh, vote aye. I think my mic is working this time.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So it the motion passes and we'll get that sent on.
Chris, if you do a cover letter to the council members with a copy to them, you can point out that it was passed unanimously by the committee.
Okay. And at the very bottom of it, it has a pass date.
Okay. Yeah.
Typed in.
Right.
All right. Let's move on to part of the chairperson's report, Plan Tucson invitation. And actually, Brittany sent this on to me. I don't know if any of you have met Jasmine Chan, but she is the one that has been doing a pretty good job with the Plan Tucson team. And I don't know how many of you have read Plan Tucson. It was written in 2013. Every 10 years, it's supposed to be updated. So the city of Tucson is in a process of doing that updating. And what Jasmine Chan is asking to ESAC is whether or not we would be able to appoint a liaison to the Plan Tucson update. So they would like someone from ESAC to participate in a working group and aid in the development of policies, goals, and future growth map. The active engagement will start later this spring, 2023, and it is anticipated to extend through late 2024. I don't know whether or not this is something that's going to have meetings once a month or how that's going to work out. Brittany, you don't have any idea, do you?
No, okay. I don't. The information I got was that email.
Yeah. So, well, I can give her a call. So who's read Plan Tucson? Margo?
Well, I know. 2000, whenever it was, 13.
13.
When we read the draft, it was about a yes. It was so totally wrong that I rewrote a good part of it. So I just wanted to emphasize that it's really important for someone of us to be on that steering committee who has some sense of what's going on. So it can be a rather interesting
Did you? Did any of you get a chance to go to the Plan Tucson site?
No, I didn't.
Oh, because it is really important that we participate. In the past, I've spent time looking at the natural world section of it, and it has to do with energy and climate readiness. There's a specific place on it for environmental quality. So these, were some of the important points, and certainly it needs to be updated. And I know that that's primarily what mayor and council want to do is, update it to fit in with our climate action plan and sustainable Tucson and our zero
waste effort.
Yeah, zero waste.
That's where the zero waste effort came from, was the last one. I mean, that was
right. And right away, the very first thing, there's a section in the natural world called environmental quality. And it says, strive for a zero waste model for solid and hazardous waste through integrated waste management and waste reduction. So there's a lot that we can add to it. Another point is to promote recycling as well as the responsible disposal of electronics and hazardous waste and reduce other environmentally damaging forms of waste. Another one to develop practices to reduce utility, fuel, procurement costs, on and on and on. So ESAC would bring important information, and it would be nice to have somebody volunteer.
Well, Chris, I wouldn't mind. It just depends on when the meetings are going to be and how often, because my schedule is kind of full.
Yes.
I mean, I would love to do it, but I just don't know what the dates, what the schedule is like. And if it conflicts, it's hard for me to move things around.
Well, one thing to do, Mike, would be to go ahead and put you down and then have some of us say we'll be backups, so that if you couldn't make a meeting, let us know and see if we could make it. If we can't, then if I couldn't, for instance, then someone else could. So I think if we use, with the idea that we have enough people with you, the primary one, I think that would work.
Okay.
What do you think, the rest of you? Trevor, Mike, Susanna, Elder?
Happy to be a backup or on the committee as needed.
Okay.
Yeah, me as well. I had the same problem as Mike, that overextending myself. But
we probably are all like that. You chronic overachievers, you. So, yeah.
Mike's our primary one, and you've got at least three backups.
Backups, and let me go ahead and see if I can get a hold of Jasmine. And find out maybe some extra information from her.
If you can find that out, get back to us so that we can look at our schedules. But I think that's, I'd be, happy to work with, Fred and Ryan and myself, to
take turns if we have.
Yeah, to. Or as the case, even collaborate if we need to.
Yeah.
And you can
prep for the meeting or something.
Yep. As a resource person if you need one.
Okay. Okay. And I can as well. So what do you think, Brittany? Think that'll work out?
Yeah, I would send in the names and see if that works for Jasmine.
Okay. All right.
Or I can actually send them in. I can collect them and then forward this way. She has your email address and your phone number.
All right. That'd be perfect.
Thank you, Brittany.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks. Sure thing.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to item 4 under director's report, the update on the MRF agreement. And Pat, is that you?
That wouldn't be me. So that's the updated is we actually have a signed agreement with Republic. We have reached an agreement on what we're going to do as far as going forward for the next 4 years of the agreement. We did settle on a tip fee of $99 a ton. We did agree to still having a residue charge, which is $1 per ton, but was up to 19.3%. So after anything above 19.3%, we will see the dollar charge for each additional percent above that, which is really good because the last audit we just had was came in at, I think, at 25%, which is good.
That's the lowest it's been in a long time.
It is, you know, and knock on wood. Let's keep it, keeps in that direction, you know, as far as dropping down. And the agreement is also set up to, for the next five years. But we have to renew it every year. And that only reason we're doing that is it's set up for 5 years, but at the end of each year, it's from the 1st to, December 31st of the following year. And that's just in case we see things change, and it allows them the opportunity as long as both parties agree on any kind of price changes at that time, whether an increase, decrease, which we're probably not going to see, but, you know, it does allow for anything that should come about, the opportunity to negotiate at that time. But both parties have to agree upon it. We kept it short. This is the last amendment. I don't anticipate doing any more amendments. This is the final until the end of the agreement.
Which is, I thought it wasn't the agreement over in 3 years? Or?
The last agreement, yeah, the last amendment expired on December. Actually, it was more like, I think, remember when it actually expired, we extended it out all the way up until December 1st when we initiated this new one.
So the question I had in looking at the new one that came in, there are a whole lot of things that have been dropped. Mm-hmm. So the educational fee to the city is dropped, the third-party host fee is dropped. The excess residue surcharge, you say, is not really removed. It's just been changed. Is that right?
Correct. All those were dropped off. It just caused a lot of confusion. And we're really trying to simplify the report to get it. Because when you look at it, there was, you know, $1, $1.50, $5 for each additional ton that was taken to the east side, which was a credit that we're getting. Plus, there was a host fee that we would get $5 for each additional ton that was after a certain amount of tons, which I believe was, I want to say 1,800 tons. After anything above that, we would get $5. But it just added so much confusion when trying to report that we just decided, you know what, and let's just eliminate all these. Let's clean it all up, keep it nice and simple. We have a tip fee. We have the additional debris fee. And we have a split of the revenue share, which is 70-30, 70 being to the and 30 being to Republic. And that just made things simplified. It'll simplify the next reports, or if you've seen them already, they're much easier.
What was the split for?
Go ahead.
It's the revenue share, 70-30. So
from what was the base
before it was a 50-50 split. That was at the original agreement. And then after that, we didn't even have a share. They were basically just collecting all the costs associated with the tip fee and everything from the revenue, total revenue. So really, we never really saw a share of it anyways. So we got to start from the very beginning, show us a revenue share of 70% of all sales, and then we deduct from there. So I think at the end of the day, when you look at it, we're still probably anticipating $100,000, $110,000, $120,000 a month that we'll be paying to the program. But by making this change, it probably boosted it by about anywhere between $20,000 to $40,000 a month. It's not a lot, but you know, it is a plus. In a real comparison to other cities, we're right about at the same rate with everyone, as we thought we were paying a lot more when we were comparing Scottsdale and the city of Phoenix. The only difference with the city of Phoenix is they own their MRF. We don't. That's actually a private company that does have it. So we feel this agreement that we're now ready to sign. Are we think it's the best deal? No. But is it a deal will carry us for the next 4 years?
Okay. Sounds good.
At least thank it's you. Done.
I'm sorry?
At least it's done.
It's done. Yeah.
It's been hanging on for quite a while, for months. Yeah.
And now and that was tough too, because I mean we've been walking. I'm sorry, somebody's gonna say something.
Oh no, I was gonna say go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna ask a couple questions. What was our old tip fee?
$49 a ton.
Oof. It's a jump.
Yeah, but in the long run, they were still getting about 110 a ton once you added all these other costs into it.
Right.
So we just said, you know what? Why are we going through this huge spreadsheet to be able to get to $99 a ton? It's like, okay, that's what it is. Instead of 110, we'll drop it to 99.
Okay.
Any other questions?
And
Well, nothing on the MRF, but I don't know if he can answer it or if we just need to put it on the next agenda. About financials, have you guys had any headway?
No, and sure, I probably should put that on the next agenda item. I mean, the city is, you know, trying to find some financial managers even at this time. So I would recommend you do put it on the next agenda just for an update.
Okay, yeah, because we haven't had financials in.
Well, the city, what was it? Carlos said the city needs something like 10 accountants or something.
Well, I know there's 4 vacant finance manager positions open now as of today.
I'm not going back to work. I'm not going back. I'm enjoying retirement.
Mike, we were hoping we could volunteer you for that to actually come in and help.
Over yeah, there. No. What was her name? Floor?
Yeah.
I worked with her extensively. So, no, I don't want to go back.
Yeah, and we had Victoria Molt, but she's moved on. So,
we've had for the last 5 years, 5 different finance managers, just to let you know.
Uh-oh. Is that a financial problem?
I don't say it's a financial problem. I think we probably shouldn't go into discussion really.
Right. No, I put so it on okay, that's fine.
Okay,
thanks, Pat.
You're right. Any other questions? Okay, let's move on to item 5 for the zero waste update.
I think that's me again.
Okay.
So did you all get a chance to actually look at the attachment that Brittany shared with everybody on the zero waste program? There's a really nice cover sheet that kind of gives you an idea of that as too far as the zero waste. Obviously, you know, there was 3 phases to the zero waste program. You know, the phase 1 was developed, the roadmap. 2 was basically zero waste plan development and develop. And then phase 3, you're kind of looking at that we would actually implement or the plan implement. So right now we're just currently finishing up. I think it's safe to say that we have just completed phase one and getting ready to move on to phase two. I know we still have to go to mayor and council. They're doing the final touches on the roadmap with photos and doing all that kind of stuff to complete it. But we'll be getting that out to everyone and sharing that on. We'll let everybody know when it does go to mayor and council. It's not yet. And Brittany, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think we've put it yet on a study session as of yet. But we will have to be doing that here pretty soon. I'd say in the next month or two, we would be doing that. But if you get a chance to look at this page that Brittany so generously put up here, thank you, Brittany. It gives us a layout of the phase one of what we've done, you know, as far as starting the zero waste for 2050, you know, the aspirational cities. We went and looked together, I think it was 5 or 6 aspirational cities. And then its current conditions kind of gives us just an idea of what our solids, what we collect and what is taken to the landfill or to the MRFs, and just kind of giving us a waste study as far as that goes. And then once we did that, now near-term development options were, you know, what's the low-hanging fruit? What are some programs that we can actually go out there and try to capture right away? That were these, you know, 6 potential examples here that we're looking at. For the brush and bulky collection, we could do something different. And then off to the infrastructure, the campus at the Los Rao Sustainable Campus. So then I think the biggest thing that we're gonna really look for input here is the community and stakeholder engagement. I think that's gonna be crucial to going forward on the roadmap. We can put a lot of this together. We do the homework, we do the background, we do investigation, but without the community's commit to the program, and support is going to be huge to making this effort even feasible to do. So I think that next step, once we really start really engaging with the community, is going to be crucial for us. And you can see right there, it tells us the next steps that we're at. That pretty much tells you where we're at on the plan. I don't know if Carlos had a lot more. I'm kind of filling in, you know, Carlos had a personal emergency he had to do and go to, but I don't know if he was going to give you a little bit more detail on that, and I'll leave that for him. But that's kind of a real quick recap as to where we're at on the zero waste program. I asked Christina to join us as well, because I want to give a recap and that she can actually follow up if there's any additional things that that I've left off she'd like to add to it. So Christina, anything you'd like to add?
Gosh, it always takes me forever to get off that.
Just having that awkward silence moment, I'm like, okay, mute,
exactly. So, no, I don't think there's anything to add about this part of it, but just to make sure that everybody knows going forward with the plan development, we're going to do a huge amount of outreach because, you know, I think we've said from the very beginning, we want this to be a Tucson-centric plan and make sure that it's something that the broader community can support. And, you know, because there's definitely going to be costs associated with everything that is thrown out there. And we just want to make sure that we're being mindful of everyone and, you know, really reaching out to, in particular, underserved communities so they have a voice. So that would be my part.
Very good. Thank you, Christina.
So Pat or Christina, I'm not sure. I mean, I looked through the big part, the big plan itself, and there's some terms in there. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. So that might be something when you do your reach out that you actually spell it out. I mean, you have things, you know, like on page 20 of that report, windrow composting. What the heck is that? Or ASP composting or dry anaerobic compost? What the heck is that? I mean, you know, come on.
I know what they are.
Well, Trevor knows. Trevor, good for you, but I don't.
I know.
If I'm reading something, I want to read it, and I want to understand what I'm reading without going to Google to look up what the heck does this mean.
Yeah, great point. It's a good point.
You might want to.
There needs to be some definition. I hate to
say the word, but dumb it down a little bit. You know, I mean, not stupid dumb, but you know.
We should add definitions.
More, yeah.
Point taken. Very good.
Yeah.
We're going to have Trevor actually explain all those. He's going to actually.
Oh, how nice.
Just a little video recording of.
I can tell you banking terms and like that, but don't ask me this kind of stuff.
Agricultural plant science terms. So, yeah.
Mike, I appreciate the input, though. I think that's a good point. I think that's great. We could do something like that, or we should do something.
Yeah. Any other comments? I'm always wondering where the money's going to come from.
We all are.
take your right hand and put it in your.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, because environmental services is going to play an important role in all this. So.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, I could tell you a lot of these programs, I think we're going to be able to do. Obviously, we're going to need more of an increase. And the increase we just got, the 325 that went, you know, started is helpful. The three we get in January is going to be also helpful. But, you know, these programs have to do, but you raise a good point that we're really going to have to stress going forward. And we did state that is that we can offer a lot of these different programs, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, unfortunately, I know they don't want to hear that, but it's going to come to the fees. If you have to collect the money where to do these, it's going to have to come from fees. And I know I'm probably getting off track here a little bit, but, you know, I was at a meeting last night where someone asked, you know, about Breshevolki 4 times a year and other cities. And I let them know that, yeah, we can do that. But understanding those other cities are collecting $36 a month. We only collect 20. So if we want to do those, if you look at those aspirational cities that are doing these programs, their residential fee for doing all that is much higher. And that's hard to explain, or not hard to explain, but hard for everybody to understand, I would say.
Yeah, that was a tough meeting last night.
Yeah, it was interesting, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
I think the other big piece is education. I mean, I just look at how Steve Kozacek's plastic collection has taken off with, you know, essentially very little support, just his newsletter. I mean, they're collecting 3 tons of plastic a week out of those things. They had 1,500 people sign up in no time at all. Now, 1,500 is a small number compared to 144,000. Sites or more that you guys, you know, that ES is picking up from, but there's a core, there's a base from which can move forward. And for instance, I have friends in Savannah who are so turned on by the plastic thing that a friend of mine who doesn't really do much at all is setting up a table at their Earth Day fair where she's got a block and she's handing out things to tell people about how to recycle this extra plastic that the city isn't taking. I mean, that's the kind of energy and people that we need to capture to push this whole thing forward. I mean, I see a short paragraph about stakeholder involvement, engagement. I think that needs to be a much, much larger part of the effort if we're going to really go to zero waste. I just see it every day. I have caretakers coming to my house now, and I have to educate all of them on, you know, recycling, composting, the whole works, and every one of us needs to be doing that, and it's a major effort, and I, you know, it's posters on the trucks, but it's a lot more individual, one-on-one, hands-on, wherever we can get people coming together. The next wedding that you go to, set up a table and talk about recycling.
Well, that's one thing, because, you know, Steve And that came up at our subcommittee meeting, and because I was wondering if that program was taking away plastic from the city of Tucson. But like you said, Pat, Steve's bringing in businesses, other groups from out of the city. Well, that's not going to be a problem.
If you just look at the MRF report, which is what I was using, I look at the numbers from the MRF report over the last months, and there's no decline.
Yeah.
In proportion to everything else, it's the same. So he's picking, and I just know from my personal thing, the bag that's declined is the bag that goes into trash. I used to have a full bag of trash. Now I have one that's about 3/4 full. And the difference is what's going into the plastic.
I must be doing something right. I only take my trash can out every 2 weeks when the recyclable comes.
Well, that's what I should be doing because I've only one bag in there and it's not cost effective. Oh, well, creature.
Okay. Well, ready to move on?
Anyway, I think for the zero waste that the paragraph on community involvement needs to be a lot bigger, a lot stronger, and the point that if this is going to happen at all, it isn't just fees for people picking up, it's the actual citizens getting behind it and participating.
Understood.
It's going to be a huge buy-in.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Pat and Christina. Let's move on to item 6, and since waste diversion collections and education was the only subcommittee that met, we'll be listening to Margo's report.
Well, you won't. The only part that I was able to attend, unfortunately, was the first part done by Katie Gannon, who gave us a very nice overview.
Okay, so
I have asked Trevor to fill in for me. So Trevor will be giving the report. So just say that Katie Gannon gave us an overview of the nursery and what their expectations are. And we continue to talk about the issue of water with no new resolution. So Trevor?
Sure. Today might as well be Friday the 13th for me because like everything that can go wrong has gone wrong and my notes file is corrupted. So we're going to go off memory and I'll look to Fred and Chris to fill in anything that I'm going to miss. But it was a good meeting. Like Margo mentioned, we had an update on what Tucson Clean and Beautiful is doing out at the Los Reales Sustainability Campus. Really insightful, really interesting. The new site, as we saw in the flyer, is called the Tree Center, which stands for the Tree Resource Education and Ecology Center. Talked about the water, talked about the types of trees they'll be growing. I believe they're starting out with 5,000 trees and it will take anywhere between 18 to 24 months for those to get to the point where they're ready to distribute those. But everything there is going relatively well. Waste diversion, Pat talked us through a lot of the changes to the reports and the agreement we have with Republic. Almost all of our material streams saw an increase in the amount that we're receiving. So that was good alongside our reduced trash residue based on the most recent audit. All good. Still paying a lot of money, but is what it is given where things are in the market right now. I'll pause there. Chris, Fred. Anyone else? Did I miss anything important at this point?
Well, I don't have my notes in front of me.
Right yeah.
Now, so. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Collections with the homeless camp update, container maintenance, not a whole lot notable there that I can remember. And I don't remember any of the stats off the top of my head. So anyone else?
I think we talked about Brush and Bulky is going to be over at the Price Center now, and also Container Maintenance. Is there a storage area for them, Pat?
So yeah, let me fix that. Brush and Bulky. Brush and Bulky has always been, it's Container Maintenance, which we maintain our front load and metal containers that we have to be out of that facility by November. They would like to have us out of there. But that's going to be turning into low income housing development right there on South 10th. Us in Tucson Water maintain that facility now. So we are going to be looking to relocate our operation of container maintenance to the Thomas Price Center.
Yeah.
And store all our containers at Los Reales landfill.
Perfect.
And what about the crews that are doing the homeless protocol cleanup at sites? Are they still going to be coming out of Los Reales?
No, they come out of the Thomas Price Center.
Okay. Okay. So that's
all our crews work out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Construction of cell 4B at the landfill is underway. We have, the name of the company is going to escape me, but they are hoping to have construction done by the end of June before the monsoon starts still. If they don't, gets a lot more intensive and lots more things get to be redone.
Isn't it Romo? Romo?
Romo Construction.
Romo Construction out of Phoenix.
Yeah. Perfect. And then we got to meet Alyssa, who is now on full time. That is her name, right, Christina?
Yes, Alyssa Tarpley.
Great, great. She was very, very nice. Really glad she is now on board and helping out Christina and moving things forward there. Of course, lots and lots and lots of events happening with Earth Week right around the corner. So a lot of flyers going out, a lot of things going on there. Christina, how did the event on the 8th go?
It went fine. Not a huge turnout, but definitely had a group of people out there and they were all very interested. And you know, I think that's what it's going to take. We are looking into, you know, having more partnerships with Community Gardens of Tucson. There are 17 different gardens around the city. So good organization for us to be tied to.
Perfect. And that for everyone was the compost demonstration and distribution event at Barrio Blue Moon Garden. Upcoming Tucson Zero Waste event on April 15th, and then Children's Museum of Tucson has their annual event, I think, on the 22nd. And then code enforcement, staffing, continuing to staff up, still struggling there as far as I remember. And that was about it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if we mentioned or not, but we have interviews for code inspectors on the 18th, I believe.
Yeah, Lori. Lori said, but the hope is to get up to 15. Right now, they're back down to 11, which is, seems to have been the number all along for a few years now. So it'll be nice to help them out. Okay. Any questions? Thank you, Trevor.
Oh, I did have one question. It was for Christine regarding the composting and all of this other stuff that you guys are talking about. Do you guys still go out to community or neighborhood meetings and stuff to talk about that stuff and make presentations or no?
Absolutely.
Okay. We've
gotten very many invitations, but we're always.
We didn't know if there's several groups that I'm involved with, and we didn't know if you guys still did that.
Oh, yeah.
So, especially with staffing and everything. So, that's good to know. I'll put the word out.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, mock at me as I was saying no, Christina's saying yes.
So, just talk to Christina. So
you can tell the word. we're on the same page, right?
Pat, I'll just say Pat. Pat's going to do it.
Pat, you're the one that's always telling me to send out emails to the neighborhoods.
I know, but it was just funny that you said yes, and I'm saying no. Because I thought the question was, have we been doing them? I'm like, no, not really. We would like to do a lot more of them once we start getting there.
No, that's good to know. That's good to know because, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I would say there's an awful lot of neighborhood associations that are doing virtual meetings anymore.
We've started in Midvale. They've started back up with live meetings. And pardon?
I said that's good.
And we actually have a new management company with our HOA, and they're very, very proactive in the community, and we want to start educating. We have 4,000 homes and businesses that we want to educate. So, I mean, we have a lot of, yeah. So I'm going to get with you, Christine.
Great.
Yeah, we've had meetings too, but we've limited the number of meetings. I think it's down to 3 or 4 a year. And, the most popular one, of course, is the police evaluation of what's going on in our neighborhood. So, but we've really lowered the number of meetings we've had as well.
Well, maybe it's time to have special meetings and invite environmental services. So something to think about.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to item 7 for future agenda items. Already we have the glass reuse plan update.
I'd like to add financials.
Financials, okay.
I mean, when was the last time we got a financial report?
I thought
it's been
Carlos had done them pretty frequently.
Yeah, we had a lot of them.
Though there were a lot of issues with it where
he's done them, but nothing's complete.
Right. I don't
think there's a lot of issues.
Yeah, I don't think the information was updated. Or it was outdated because we were receiving.
Right. So it'd be nice if we could get some, or at least get some headway on that, because it's hard to do our job if we don't know where we're at.
Right. And that was a problem for the finance subcommittee, not having an accountant. So that probably makes it harder for sure. Okay, let's add that. Anything else? Looks like we're going to get out of here early.
Are we going to do a follow up on the? Do we need to do a follow up on the Plan Tucson invitation, just to let people know what's going on at the next meeting, or no?
I would wait on that because I don't know what meetings are going to be scheduled. So.
Okay.
And she mentioned
We don't need to add it. We don't need to add it for a future agenda item.
Not at this point. We should see when you guys meet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll get that information. Brittany will get it, and then hopefully I can also talk on the phone or email. So. Okay. Well, let's move on to item 9, adjournment. And it's 4:55, so we did well. Thank you everybody for showing up, and to be continued next month.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Chris. All
right. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye-bye. Peace. Bye-bye. Good night. Bye.